Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today we are talking about fats, plural.
Fats.
Yes, fats with an S.
Or fats with an F, depending on how, you know, if you misunderstood it and thought we said bats or something else that rhymes.
Oh, I thought you meant like fats with an F, the way in olden days the F's look alike.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not... Calligraphy is not hard enough to read on its own, founding fathers, but by all means, make your letters look similar. That's not going to confuse anybody hundreds of years later that you totally should have thought of. But anyways,
right.
So today's topic is fats, because I feel with things like the keto diet, we've kind of been talking about fats but without really specifically saying what fats are and which fats are good, because some fats are good and some fats aren't good. And I'm like, but unsaturated and polyunsaturated, what? Why isn't it just fats?
Yes, and that really has changed in my lifetime, the addition of like this fat and that fat and stay away from this fat and maybe
really?
You have this fat. Well, yeah, I mean, I remember as a kid learning about things like unsaturated, saturated, which was good, which was bad. Then there was a new study that said, no, this one's good, this one's
right,
bad.
Always.
So it just seems that fats have been evolving throughout my life.
See, and I feel like then maybe education just decided around my generation to be like, ah, screw it, they can figure it out themselves. Because I did not even know until looking up the stuff for this episode that omega-3s are considered a fat.
Oh, yeah.
I've been hearing about them for years, and take the omega-3s or eat the little fishies, and I don't like the little fishies, so I'll take the supplements, but no idea.
Or walnuts. Those were fats. Have omega-3s.
I don't like walnuts either. My pickiness makes things very difficult for me. But yes, so fats, plural, all foods containing fat have a mix of, they usually get into the three main types, and then we'll go into the more detailed types. There's trans fat, saturated fat, and unsaturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
And despite what they said back in like the 80s or so, it's not necessarily the case that fat makes you fat. Some fats are actually, you do need to have fat, because fat does a lot of things in your body, like give you energy, keep your body warm, build cells, protect your organs, produce hormones that help your body work properly. And there are some vitamins, those quote unquote fat soluble vitamins, that, you know, can't really absorb without fats, which always used to confuse me, because the only thing I knew about fat-soluble vitamins was you couldn't take too much of them. Right. So I thought it was because they got stuck in your fat, not that you needed fat. See, all my understanding about fat.
Now I'm just picturing, like the place where I've got a little extra fat and it's just being, like, pocketed with
right. There's all my vitamins. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of how I thought of it. I was like, oh, okay, so if I take too much, it'll just get stuck in my fat, and that's bad because something. Yeah, my understanding of fat. Just thank you, you know, failure of a health system for not teaching me all these things. But that's why we're here. So saturated fats, sort of like the name would tell you if you were, I guess, a chemistry person, but since I'm not, this didn't tell me anything. Saturated fats are called saturated fats because the carbon atoms in those fats are totally covered, a.k.a. saturated with hydrogen atoms.
See, that makes sense. I mean, I understand all the words that you're saying, but yeah, okay, then the chemistry kicks in and I'm like, right. I don't fully understand what that means.
So yeah, we've covered all the carbon with hydrogen, and so that fat is solid at room temperature.
Oh,
think
okay.
Of it like just covering with a lot of blankets, and therefore you're not as movable.
Mm-hmm.
That is a strange. And anyways.
Bill Nye, the science guy, you are not, but that's a helpful analogy.
Yes. Unsaturated fats, there are fewer hydrogen atoms bound to the carbon atoms, so they're liquid at room temperature. And as we'll show later on, saturated, yeah. Unsaturated, yay! So you kind of want it moving through your system. You like the... I know there are probably some, like, real big cuddle bugs out there listening who are like, but I like having the 6 blankets on and being cuddled up and not being able to move like I'm in a cocoon.
But you're not fat. Well, right. I mean, you have fats, but you are not saturated.
You're not fat moving through your body, so it should not be cocooned and unmovable. We want it to flow freely and do whatever it does with the fat-soluble vitamins, so they're not just little pockets of vitamins in our fat.
That's an image that's not going to leave me for a while.
But ignoring for a moment saturated and unsaturated, we're going to start with trans fat, because trans fat is sort of just all sorts of terrible. So let's just get it out of the way and then get on to the good stuff later. I'm totally one of those bad news first people.
Okay.
Unless I kind of know the topic, in which case, yeah, maybe give me the good news.
Trans, bad. Stay away.
I thought you said trains for a moment. And I'm no. Like,
I think trains are pretty good most of the
right?
time.
Right? I was like, my brain's not following that analogy. I don't understand. So trans fatty acid, or trans fat, this is often in like animal-based foods, so meat and dairy. Most trans fats, however, are actually made industrially. And this is where it gets really icky for me.
Oh, dear.
Because a lot of trans fats are made by heating vegetable oils that are normally liquid in the presence of hydrogen gas and a catalyst, which is called hydrogenation, and this then makes it solid.
Oh, yes, that's where then you read about partially hydrogenated XYZ oil.
Right.
Yes.
Which just automatically, that sounds so science-y that I'm not sure I want to eat it. Like, partially hydrogenated, what I'm like, is that something I should be eating? Because it kind of sounds like something that should be, like, in a fuel tank for NASA somewhere, like... Partially hydrogenated. But yeah, so partially hydrogenating vegetable oils makes them more stable and less likely to become rancid, which was sort of, I think, probably why this started to begin with. Because
mm-hmm.
it's like, hey, that oil will last for a long time. But it also means that they can withstand repeated heating without breaking down, which makes them really good for like fast food restaurants. Mm. Because you can heat it up and then use it again. And I'm just like,
yeah.
I really like fries, but...
And this is why margarine, which was touted as, you know, the great thing for a long time, is now considered, you know, they're saying, no, go back to butter.
Right.
it's more fatty. But I have a friend whose mom made them eat margarine because she'd read all the stuff. You know, this was probably the 80s. She'd read all the stuff about margarine. It's the new right. health food, whatever. But she continued eating butter. And so then later, when they found out that you shouldn't be eating butter, he was like, yeah, thanks, Mom. Thanks.
Right. That was really helpful. It's like, if you're going to make me do things, you have to do it too. That's a whole another parenting kid thing we won't get into. But yeah, so trans fats are the worst type of fat for your heart, your blood vessels, the rest of your body, because they raise the bad LDL and they lower the good HDL cholesterol.
Which is also something that growing up, I just knew cholesterol bad. Right? Then later I find out, no, some of it's good, some of it's bad.
See, we're just getting more and more
complicated.
Subtle as we go on in time. It used to be like, this one thing, this is it. And now it's like, yeah, but maybe, yeah, but this, no.
Let's throw in some shades of gray.
Right? So complicated. But trans fat also creates inflammation. It contributes to insulin resistance.
Mm.
And even in small amounts, it can have harmful health effects. For each additional 2% of calories from trans fats that you eat daily, the risk of coronary heart disease increases by 23%.
Oh, that's great.
Which, that just feels like a not, that correlation amount is a little off.
I know. I just ate 8% of my calories. Now I'm at almost 100% right? for coronary.
I mean, seriously, with that sort of numbers, it's like, can I go bet in Vegas somehow on that?
Sure, that's not quite how that works, but that's how it
We're
sounds.
Not the best with math. So yeah, trans fat, just overall, can't really think of any reason why you should consume it. I can totally think of reasons why you would, because again, French fries. French fries. But at the same time, now that I'm thinking of them reusing that oil over and over, I'm like, French fries?
Yeah.
Like, it sounded great until I start looking behind the, you know.
Yeah, actually. Well, and French fry oil, even before I knew about the reheating, and I guess I kind of knew that they reheated it, but just the longer you use it, the more risk you have of other things falling into it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
No problem.
And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where today we are talking about fats. Earlier we discussed trans fat, and now we are moving on to saturated fat, which is, again, in my very strange analogy, the super wrapped up cocoon, blanket cocoon of a fat that can't move very well through your body as it should. But
works for me. Sounds like a children's book.
Right. But no, so saturated fat tends to be solid at room temperature, which is why it's sometimes called solid fat, which I had never actually heard, but makes it just sound absolutely terrible.
Like lard.
Right. Or like, you know, you're going to become solid fat. Right.
Well, probably doesn't help.
Right. Saturated fat is mainly found in animal foods, but a few plant foods also have high saturated fat amounts. And these are like the really fatty oils like coconut, coconut oil, palm kernel oil. But mm-hmm. I also don't really like all those. So I feel I'm like, okay, good.
Well, coconut oil has kind of been the new sort of coconut oil. Right. And if you've ever done anything with keto, like 90% of the recipes start with coconut oil. But you kind of have to take things with a little bit of, let's maybe don't put coconut oil in everything. Let's have some moderation here.
See, and I'm also just super saved in that I don't like coconuts, period, and I just can't stand the smell of coconut oil. So when coconut oil became this big healthy thing for like both eating but also skin and hair, and I was like, right, yeah, but the smell.
Remind me not to deep condition my hair on a day that we're doing podcasts together.
Right. I've really tried, and I never could. But yeah, so saturated fat is considered unhealthy because it mainly raises those levels of the bad LDL cholesterol, which increases your risk for heart disease.
Yes.
And LDL and HDL is a whole other science thing that I, not being Bill Nye, will not go into. But the general way I try and remember it is that you want to keep your LDL low and your HDL high. Those are probably not at all what those letters stand for.
No, but that's how I remember it.
But it works for me, so there. There is, however, some controversy in the medical community in oversaturated fats. And this is probably where Sarah's whole, like, back in my day thing comes in.
You kids, get off my lawn!
Some studies have found no evidence that saturated fats directly contribute to heart disease, and some types of saturated fats might be less bad than other saturated fats, so it's hard to be like, oh, all saturated fats are terrible, back in our day when, you know, it was just fat.
Right, right. Huh, that's interesting. So, like, some types of fats, like milk, better than red meat.
Right.
Which, actually, I kind of knew, but I wonder if there's some kind of spectrum where you could look and see.
Right? Like that would be cool now, like, with the light colors from red, something to ultraviolet, infrared. I do remember high school science somewhat, infrared to ultraviolet, but, like, this, you know, saturated fat to that saturated fat. Where does it go? What is my ultraviolet of saturated fats? And actually, no, I can't remember if I would want ultraviolet or not.
It probably already exists. So I'm going to Google it.
I would hope so. That would just make things simple for me. Science, please. I need simple things like HDL, LDL, low, high. That's probably not what you intended. But in that same way, if we make acronyms just to be acronyms, move it around so I can understand it very easily. You can do that, science. Come on. But anyways, you are recommended some saturated fat. So the dietary guidelines for Americans recommends getting less than 10% of calories each day from saturated fat. The American Heart Association recommends limiting your saturated fat to no more than 7% of your calories. Mm-hmm. And I know if you do count calories, this is something you can count because they tend to show up on labels, which is partly why I stopped reading labels, because there was like multiple things of fat. And I was like, see, you've lost me. It's like, okay, I got the calories, I got the carbs, I got the protein, I got the fiber, I'm good. And then you want to throw in like four different types of fat. What the heck?
Well, and it just makes me, this is one more example of how things have changed. You're probably too young to remember Snackwell's cookies.
They were big
in the 90s because they were low calorie or mm-hmm. something. No, they were fat free. And so people in the 90s were just downing boxes of Snackwell's cookies until we found out that, yeah, they were fat free, but they had like 4 billion calories per cookie.
Right. You actually gain weight. And what is this?
Yes. Yeah. So how things change in the health world.
Yeah. And I keep hearing that about Snackwell's back when the whole fat makes you fat thing and how wrong we were. So when I actually saw a box of them on a store shelf, like, in the last month, I was just like, what?
It's the mythical Snackwell.
Right? And I was very tempted to, like, it was on a higher shelf, so I didn't. But I was very tempted to, like, reach up and, like, check the expiration date just to make sure it hadn't, like, been left there by accident. And we just never
moved it
out. It's like we don't change, you know, every product has its place. And we only put it back when it's empty. And if it's not empty, we don't. I'm sure that's not the case in that store. But I was like, can this, people still eat these? Even though, didn't we totally hear about how not
I think
good these are?
Changed their recipe. But I'm just happy that I didn't go overboard on Snackwells in the 90s because there were other things that were much more yummy.
Right. But anyway, yeah, continuing with that thought, cutting back on saturated fat doesn't help if you replace saturated fat with really, really terrible things like refined carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah.
Because even though eating refined carbohydrates in place of saturated fat does lower the bad LDL cholesterol, it also lowers the good HDL cholesterol, which you want to keep high. And it increases triglycerides.
Which, again, you got your cholesterol, but really you've got LDL, HDL, and triglycerides.
See, this is like saturated, unsaturated trans. You couldn't just...
I have... That's been one of my issues. My cholesterol, my LDL, and my HDL are generally good, but I have to watch my triglycerides. So, yeah, it's a whole thing.
I feel... I almost want to, like, start a petition to science and medicine and be like, you're not allowed to have an A version and a B version of a thing and then just randomly go off and have like an H of something else.
Right.
Saturated, unsaturated, trans, LDL, HDL, triglycerides. Like, but you couldn't come up with a third in that same name topic? Like,
couldn't it just have been like TDL?
Right. Like, I mean, what are you doing?
Oh, I apologize. Any health or science-y people out there who are like, what are these people talking about?
We're not sciencey, and we're very confused, and we like things simple that we can understand, so it's
we
not
can
as
pass
confusing.
Them on to other people who like things simple,
right? And they don't listen to us and just be like, what are these morons going on and on about?
Yeah,
we don't want to come off as morons. Help us science medical people. But yeah, so the overall idea is that cutting back on saturated fat can be good if you replace the saturated fat with better fats. If you replace mm-hmm. that saturated, it's not like just take it out and put something else in then and you're fine. That's not how health works. I'm not sure that's how anything works. It's like if I take out a bad thing and just put in whatever, if it's not better, does that help?
Not usually.
Like batteries, that doesn't help. I can't think of anything.
That's awesome.
I mean, don't you hate that if like you can't tell if a battery's good or not? So you take out one and you put in the other, but you're not sure if that one's new. And so it's this long, like, you know, musical chairs of battery movings to try and find the new batteries that you can't tell. I've had that frustration a couple of times, so it's stuck in my head.
I try to keep my new batteries away from my old batteries.
Especially if they're the same brand and I mm-hmm. like drop them, which has happened at least once. And then it's the whole like rotating batteries. Rotating. Right. Eventually this remote will turn on, right? It's not the remote's fault. Like it's the batteries. Yes. So they tell me. But yeah, so in the sort of I like things to be simple so that I can remember them and also not come off moronic, I'm thinking of this now as like a stoplight.
Hmm.
So trans is red light. Just, again, cannot think of any reason why you would need trans fat. I can totally think of a good number of ways you would get trans fat.
Right, and they're all yummy.
But also bad for you. Red light. Saturated fat is a yellow light. Some may be better than others. And if you're going to cut out saturated fat, put in something better there.
Yes.
And so that would leave unsaturated fat as the green light, which I wish there was a simpler way to like remember that, because those aren't like alphabetical.
Or TSU. Even alliterative. Like, it's not G.
Really not. I mean, maybe in some language they are, but yeah. So, unfortunately, trans, sat, unsat. No, that doesn't help.
I'll come up with something.
I kind of just want to make my go to like Michael's and get some craft paper now that it's back to school time and I totally can, and just make myself a card paper stoplight and put those words on it. And that might be the only way I remember it. But that's as simple as I could make it. I do apologize. We could make
little magnets for people to put on their fridge and then they can look and be like, nope, that's a yellow one. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try and come up with a better way over the break. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Now we are on to our green light and my not yet fully there analogy, which is unsaturated fats, the good fats. So unsaturated fats are liquid at room temperature. They can improve blood cholesterol levels, ease inflammation, stabilize heart rhythms, and they're predominantly found in foods from plants like vegetable oils, nuts, and seeds.
So this is where we're talking about like avocado oil, olive right. oil, all those yummy ones.
Yes. Sunflower. And I don't know the difference between those two. I know what a sunflower is. I have no idea what safflower is.
I feel like I do, but I can't enunciate it on the off the top of my head.
But unfortunately, continuing the we just can't make this simple enough, there are two types of unsaturated. So there is monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. So monounsaturated fats have one unsaturated chemical bond, hence the mono in that name. Oils that contain monounsaturated fats are liquid at room temperature, but turn solid when you refrigerate them. Which on the one hand, okay. I know that oils do that, but I've never put oil in the fridge for any reason. So
now I'm trying to think if I have. Well, I guess if like butter, it doesn't quite get to liquid, but you know, it gets very, very, very soft, and then it's more solid in the fridge. I don't know if that is an actual
unsaturated fat.
Yeah.
You're just pulling out an example of something that goes liquid and then solid.
And you know, we live in Northern California where it gets rather hot in the summer, and so right. often my coconut oil, which is
supposed to be solid
at room temperature, is not.
Yes, but coconut is saturated.
And maybe or maybe not good for you. Yes, exactly.
Yes. Monounsaturated fats, these are things like olive, peanut, canola oils, the avocados that we mentioned, almonds, hazelnuts, pecans, pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds. Polyunsaturated fats have many unsaturated chemical bonds, hence again the name poly. My 10th grade English teacher would be so proud that I remember anything of my Greek and Latin roots. Polyunsaturated oils stay liquid both at room temperature and in the refrigerator. So these are things like sunflower, corn, soybean, and flaxseed oils, walnuts. Obviously, I mean, walnuts are solid anyways, but they contain polyunsaturated fats, flaxseeds, and fish. And then this is where we start getting into continuing to break things down, omega-3 and omega-6.
Okay.
I feel like I know omega-3.
I'm not so familiar with omega-6. Yeah, we need a flowchart.
Right? Or like the, I don't remember how you did kingdom and species and genus. I didn't even ever know that mnemonic either. So there are two types, omega-3s, omega-6. Omega-3s come in three forms. Just continue to break things down. These are, and I'm going to completely butcher this, I apologize, science and medicine people, eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, which is found mainly in fish, docosahexaenoic acid, or DHA, which is also found mainly in fish, and alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, which is from plant sources like flaxseed, vegetable oils, and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the one thing I always remember about omega-3s is you'll see a lot of the supplements that are like krill or they have fish on them. There's like fish oil supplements.
Yes.
Even you don't even need the term omega-3s, but those two often are synonymous. But if you're a vegetarian, it's like, well, crap, what do I do? So then I often saw flaxseed oil supplements mm-hmm. as like that's your vegetarian option for that.
Yes.
But higher blood omega-3 fats are associated with lower risk of premature death among older adults.
Nice.
Which would possibly be why they became so popular like a decade or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Just could not get anywhere without omega-3s for a while. Like, you just kept hearing about them.
They're everywhere.
It's just like, this will solve everything as every new health thing comes up. Yep. It's omega-3s. But yes.
It's a miracle.
So, yeah. They often suggest, you know, to get omega-3s, eating fish, especially the, like, small little oily fish, like sardines and the other small little oily thing that comes in a can that I don't eat. I'm sure that narrowed it down. They recommend eating fish 2 to 3 times a week. But again, the smaller fish and not the bigger ones, because as you go up the chain and mercury and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But good plant sources, along with the flax seeds, walnuts, canola, soybean oil. Taking omega-3 supplements, however, even though they were super, super, super popular, may or may not be as good as eating the fish itself.
Mm-hmm.
Science is still sort of, we're not sure on supplements just in general.
Plus, depending on which kind you take, major fish burps. This is what I hear. I thankfully do flaxseed daily and other types of omega-3, but I have heard stories of the fish burps from fish oil.
But wow. Yeah. Oh, and that's strange, because if you're just taking the supplement, you'd think like, you know, wouldn't that just all get digested in your stomach and be done with
it?
But
it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Evidently. Omega-6s, however, these are fatty acids that are found in foods like leafy green vegetables, seeds, nuts, and vegetable oils.
Do they come in 6 forms, since omega-3 come in 3 forms?
Not that I could find.
Dang it.
You just wanted me to like completely butcher more science.
No, I didn't want you to have to say 6 new names, but if it's omega-3, and then omega-6 should come in 6. I just want things to be logical.
Haven't we already proven we don't necessarily follow the logic?
Yes.
LDL, HDL, triglycerides.
I know.
It's tricking you. It wants you to, it's that whole mind trick thing of it. You think you're going on with the pattern and then you're not.
It's just pushing me to want french fries.
Is that what it is? Yes, that's totally how you get there. A, B, H. Anyways, the American Heart Association suggests that 8 to 10% of daily calories should come from polyunsaturated fats. And there's evidence that eating more polyunsaturated fat, up to 15% of your daily calories in place of saturated fat, can lower heart disease risk.
Mm-hmm.
So like getting your regular 8 to 10 and then replacing those saturated fats with polyunsaturated, because you have to replace them with something. I mean, I guess technically you could have like a gaping hole where your saturated fats were. But
see, now I'm getting a weird visual on that too, but I shall not share.
See, I was getting a weird like, oh, I broke up and I'm moping over saturated fats idea. So anyways, yeah. So to summarize, unsaturated fats are the healthy fats. Saturated and trans fats are generally not good for you, but we're still sort of unsaturated fats. So you should get most of your fat from unsaturated fats. And eating more unsaturated fat without cutting back on the saturated fat may not lower your cholesterol. See, again, we just can't, we always have to do something with the saturated fat. It can't be like adding on, you can't just take it out, you can't replace it with bad stuff. It's like, this has to be a good swap or else now I'm onto like a TLC show that I don't even watch. There are those, right? Something about swapping or...
Probably like wife swap?
No, I was thinking of like those people who, you know, buy the storage like, sheds, but then swap.
Oh, yeah, like the trading spaces or...
No. The pawnbroker ones. The ones who buy storage sheds. Oh, I don't ever watch those. Okay. Yeah, I don't watch them either. So clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about. But somehow in my head, there's those, but then you swap things you find in those. I'm sure there's not a show of that, but you should get on that just because I said so. But not anyways. That you'll watch it. I know. It's so important for you to create the show I won't even watch. But yeah. So just to be careful, all fats, including unhealthy, unsaturated ones, are high in calories. So don't be like, you know, I mean, unless you're on a keto diet, but then you're, you know, cutting out calories otherwise. But don't be like, so long as I eat, you know, more unsaturated fats, I can just continue eating whatever.
And even on keto, you have to have a balance, you know, your percent, your macros have to add up to 100%. So certain amount of fat, certain amount of protein, certain amount of carbs. You can't just have 100% fat.
I mean, I don't know that you physically even could. Like, even if you wanted to. Even if you're like, right. Screw all the rules. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, to avoid trans fat, check the food labels and look for the amount of trans fat listed, because these are, I don't know that they list like omega-3s on a food label, but they do usually at least say trans fat, saturated fat. I do think they also break it down into mono and polyunsaturated.
I believe so.
But then, thankfully, they stop breaking things down, because that would get just so confusing. But yeah, so by law, a serving of food containing less than half a gram of trans fat can be labeled as 0 grams. And this exists for more things than just trans fat. And it drives me crazy because I'm like, but that's...
It's not technically true.
I mean, fine. That's, you know, rounding and the rules of rounding. But still. So it's important to check the ingredient list for things like partially hydrogenated interthing here. Use oil instead of solid fats. Again, our wonderful cocoon blanket of fat. Prepare fish instead of meat at least twice a week to get those healthy omega-3s, or eat things with flax seeds if you're a vegetarian. I totally had a friend in college who did that. They like had a little small one of those like Tupperwares that you put like dipping sauces in. Mm-hmm. And they carried that around with them and just like sprinkled flax seeds on every meal.
Mm.
And that was their way of getting it. I was like, well, that's actually quite smart, but I don't like flax seeds. Just all my healthy goals undone by my body. Stupid body. But also to choose lean meat and skinless poultry, which isn't the skin like the best part of poultry?
Yeah, it can be, but I've been peeling skin off of poultry for years, so that doesn't bother me so much.
See, and because I'm super picky, when I was a kid and we got fried chicken, I didn't actually like the chicken of fried chicken. I just liked the fried skin.
Oh, right.
Of fried
sure.
chicken.
Sure.
So I was like, I don't want the chicken. I just want the skin. The skin is the best part, at least when it's fried.
Well, and the only problem with, you know, peeling the skin off of everything is that's where all the spices and stuff generally are. So then you're right. Just left with this sort of blah piece of chicken.
Or you have to do it beforehand, and that involves cooking.
Well, yeah, I mean, when I'm like other places, because yes. I don't ever cook with skin. Ha! That's gross.
Okay. And also to definitely consider what you are snacking on. Hopefully you're not eating Snackwells, because I think we should have all, you know, heard about that by now multiple times. But other processed snack foods can be high in fat, especially the solid fats that we want to stay away from. So be sure to check your snack and food labels. And better yet, just don't snack on processed foods, period. That's a goal of mine, and it'll be a goal of mine probably in a decade, too. So in a decade, we'll come back.
We'll check back with Stacey and see how it's working for her.
Yes. But in the meantime, thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.